From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A $12,000 bond issued for Claudia Portillo, an Arcata mother of four, granted release after being held for 7 months following her detention by immigration officials. A group from Humboldt and Del Norte counties went in San Francisco Monday to attend her bail hearing. After hearing her plea, a judge granted her release on bond. An arrest at Humboldt State University over the weekend is under investigation. Authorities were targeting alcohol violations, and in conjunction with the operation, two arrests were made off campus at 9th and F Streets in Arcata. The school's looking into circumstances surrounding those arrests as well as videos. Police made a traffic stop at 8:20 on Saturday night after seeing the passenger of a vehicle hanging dangerously out of a sunroof. That person, a juvenile, arrested on suspicion of providing false identification as well as public intoxication. Following that arrest, another passenger in the vehicle, Samantha Alonzo Luna, was arrested following an altercation with an officer. Alonzo Luna booked on suspicion of resisting arrest, battery on a peace officer, public intoxication, and other counts. HSU's president and police are aware of the incident and have reviewed video of the arrest. Police saying there was reasonable cause to conduct the initial stop and investigate the alcohol violations that were observed subsequently. All video relating to the incident being reviewed, there will be a transparent and independent review, say police, of the arrest, as well as a full internal review. Alonzo Luna is not an HSU student. Humboldt State biology students who plan to pursue a graduate degree will soon have major support from a scholarship established to honor retired HSU professor James Welsh's dedication to teaching. His daughter Kathleen establishing the James F. Welsh Biology Scholarship with a $150,000 gift to create an endowment. She also provided a separate gift of $4,000 to fund two scholarships for the 2018-2019 academic year. The fund will provide support to biology, botany, and zoology students with an initial goal of providing two scholarships each year of between $2,500 and $3,000 per student. Well, Jeannie Breslin officially launches her campaign for Eureka City Council's 3rd Ward seat. During remarks to a crowd, she emphasized her efforts to improve public safety, also to provide incentives for small businesses, and to promote Eureka. Sisters Swing will be performing Sunday, June 24th, 1 p.m., Azalea Park in Brookings. The trio, heavily influenced by vintage jazz sounds of the 30s and 40s. Concertgoers are welcome to bring their lawn chairs and blankets. The show is free of charge. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.